Bring on spring projects with Spring Black Friday Savings from The Home Depot. With free delivery on over 2 million items, you can bring on the spring cleaning, the patio decorating, and the front yard gardening. And if you need it fast, get same-day delivery on thousands of products like fertilizer and seeds to keep your yard looking beautiful. Bring on the spring doing and spring your way only at The Home Depot. How doers get more done. Order select in-stock items by 4 p.m. subject to availability.
On May 10th, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere.
What a wonderful day!
This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
Apes hunt humans. That is wrong.
Bend for your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Only in theaters May 10th. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
Grammar Girl here. I'm Mignon Fogarty, and you can think of me as your friendly guide to the English language. We talk about writing, history, rules, and other cool stuff. Today, we'll talk about a quirky thing with the word said, who your kith are, and new Scrabble words you can start using immediately. A follower recently wrote, quote, "Have you ever suddenly come across a certain usage and realized it really bothers you and that you hate it? I just noticed one. It's the use of said as an adjective, as in, I have a tree in my backyard. Said tree is very tall. I think that what bothers me is that it sounds like pseudo-legalese or cop talk, like what you might see in a police report. Also, it's unnecessary. What other antecedent could I be referring to? Have you ever addressed said usage?" Unquote. Well, we addressed word aversion when people have a visceral reaction to the sound, usage, or even sight of a word in 2019. Word aversion is different from a pet peeve in that it can evoke an emotional or even physical reaction. Check out Grammar Girl episode 733, Why People Hate the Word Moist, for more on that. But in the case of the follower's question, there's more going on with the use of said as an adjective. They're correct that this usage is found mostly in business and legal writing. In this sense, it refers to something that was mentioned earlier. According to the site Grammarist, quote, "It's essentially a briefer replacement of words like aforementioned and aforesaid," unquote. While it's usually a good idea to use simpler, shorter words, in this case, it may sound awkward to some people, like our follower. And in most cases, said could be replaced with it, the, this, these, or even removed with no effect on the meaning. Take the example from the original question. I have a tree in my backyard. Said tree is very tall. You could simply say, I have a tree in my backyard. It is very tall. Or just, I have a very tall tree in my backyard. The meaning is the same. Here are a couple more examples. The suspect gave a confession. Said confession was not coerced. Versus, the suspect gave a confession. This confession was not coerced. Or simply, the suspect gave an uncoerced confession. And one more example. Both parties have agreed to the contract. Said parties will sign the contract tomorrow. Versus, both parties have agreed to the contract. They will sign the contract tomorrow. Or better yet, both parties will sign the agreed-upon contract tomorrow. In these examples, said could be called an example of jargon, which dictionary.com describes as, quote, "the language, especially the vocabulary, peculiar to a particular trade, profession, or group," unquote. In this case, the legal or business professions. The problem with jargon is that if you're not a member of the group that uses it, you may be confused or even annoyed. So while jargon can be a useful tool for communicating within a certain profession or group, the rest of us may be lost or turned off. The website plainlanguage.gov offers plain language guidelines meant to help writers communicate with their audiences more clearly. Ironically, the government is one of the worst offenders of using jargon. Think economically marginalized versus unemployed. But this resource does offer some good advice, noting that jargon is, quote, "a strange creature. We all complain about jargon, yet everyone writes it and no one ever admits to using it. Jargon can be the worst form of communication and the best, unquote. It's all about your audience. If your goal is to inform and communicate effectively, you don't need to try to impress them. Consider these examples. Riverine avifauna. Does anyone besides an ornithologist, that's someone who studies birds, know what that means? How about just river birds? Or involuntarily undomiciled. Sounds fancy, right? Well, most of us would understand homeless instead. Of course, there are times when you need to use technical terms to correctly explain something. In those cases, if you're writing for a general or mixed audience, make sure you explain what the terms mean in language that regular folks can understand. But if you're writing for an exclusively technical audience, it's fine to use the efficient jargon that everyone in your group knows. Back in 2012, I posted a Macmillan Dictionary blog entry titled "Terminology or Jargon? You're Empowered to Decide." In the article, author Michael Rundell says we should consider motivation. Is the author or speaker using jargon just because it's trendy, to fit into a particular group, to convey importance, or to disguise unpleasant truths? Think military jargon like collateral damage or friendly fire. Yes, all those things happen, and perhaps they should be condemned, but Rundell cautions that maybe we shouldn't be so quick to judge either, pointing out that, quote, many of the usual suspects, words that crop up regularly in people's hate lists, are hard to object to on rational grounds, unquote. And sometimes people just don't like certain words. William Strunk of Strunk and White fame disliked the word clever, for example, saying it was overused. Remember that language is living and constantly evolving. Circling back to the original question, to use one of the most disliked jargony phrases found in business settings, there are many reasons a particular word or phrase might cause a negative reaction in a reader or listener. Jargon is one of them. It can make us feel confused or alienated, and no one likes that. So, dear follower, you are not alone in expressing said annoyance. That segment was written by Susan K. Herman, former editor, language analyst, and language instructor for the U.S. government.
Doers, mowing season is here. With Spring Black Friday Savings at the Home Depot. Right now, you can get gas-like power with the Ryobi 40-volt push mower for just $329. With a runtime of nearly an hour, it's the perfect mower to tackle your half-acre lawn without a trip to the gas station. Just push and mow. Your grass won't wait, so buy it online and pick it up in-store to get out there sooner. Get gas-like power this spring with the Ryobi 40-volt push mower, just $329, during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious, ready-to-eat meals. I've been trying to figure out how to just find more time in my day. And you know what? Factor's ready-to-eat meals come to my door and are on the table in 2 minutes. No more grocery shopping, prepping, cooking, or cleanup. Creamy Parmesan chicken, turkey chili and zucchini with ancho lime crema. These chef-crafted, dietitian-approved meals are delicious and take no time at all. Just heat them up and savor the good stuff. You can customize your weekly meals with as much or as little as you need. Pause or reschedule deliveries to suit your lifestyle. Factor is your solution for fast, premium meals without the need for cooking. And they're celebrating Earth Day all month long. Look out for the Earth Month Eats badge on the menu for their lowest carbon footprint meals. Head to factormeals.com/grammar50 and use the code grammar50 to get 50% off your first month plus 20% off your next month. That's the code grammar50 at factormeals.com/grammar50. 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box where your subscription is active.
On May 10th, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere.
What a wonderful day!
This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
Apes hunt humans. That is wrong.
Bend for your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Only in theaters May 10. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
Hey, Here in the United States, it's Thanksgiving, and that means turkey, and that means mashed potatoes and gravy. And you might have also heard it referred to as a special time to gather with kith and kin. Your kin, of course, are your family, but who the heck are your kith? Well, they're your friends. Kith is derived from an Old English word that can be traced all the way back to the 8th century, where it appeared in Bede's Ecclesiastical History. This 5-book treatise covers the history of England, religious and political, from the time of Julius Caesar to the time the book was completed. The word originally meant knowledge, and later came to mean your country, neighborhood, native land, or relationship. Kith may have been popular back in Bede's day, but today those meanings are obsolete. Today it means your friends, but you've probably never heard anyone say, "I'm going to go meet some kith at Starbucks," either. It remains alive in our language in just one phrase, kith and kin, meaning friends and family or friends and relations. So if you're gathering this week with loved ones to enjoy a Thanksgiving feast, feel free to amuse them with this week's tidbit. Kith comes from an Old English word meaning knowledge of something or to be acquainted with something. But today, in the phrase kith and kin, it means friends. That segment was written by Samantha Enslin, who runs Dragonfly Editorial. You can find her at dragonflyeditorial.com or on Twitter as DragonflyEdit. Next, I have good news for all of you who are playing Scrabble this weekend. Merriam-Webster has just added about 500 new words to the official Scrabble Players Dictionary, the first editions since 2018. Some of the new long words are embiggen, torrenting, adulting, and hogsbane. And long words with that especially juicy letter X include ixnaying and faux hawk. Ixnaying as in to put a stop to something, we're ixnaying the cranberry sauce this year, and faux hawk as in a fake mohawk hairstyle. Although those long words might help you get a bingo, you're probably more likely to use the shorter words. New three-letter words include bae, B-A-E, a term of endearment kind of like baby, and aro, A-R-O, an abbreviation for aromantic. And two new three-letter words with the letter X are vax and dox. And here are a few more that stood out to me because they have high-value letters. The zucchini was very productive, giving us both zook, Z-U-K-E, short for zucchini, and zoodle, a name for zucchini noodles. Other new Z words are zoomer, for a member of Gen Z, zonky, for a cross between a male zebra and a female donkey, and Z-donk, for a cross between a female zebra and a male donkey. New X words include Grawlix, the name for the symbols that represent swear words in comic books, and Folks, F-O-L-X, which is a variant spelling of Folks, F-O-L-K-S, and is often used in the same way, but to refer to members of traditionally marginalized groups. Queso is a new Q word, Jedi is a new J word, and convo and COVID are new V words. And if you're thinking, how will I ever remember those? Or will my Aunt Zelda accept Grammar Girl as a source? Or what are the other 480 or so new words? You can look up words at Merriam-Webster's Scrabble site, scrabble.merriam.com. And I'll put that link in the show description. Happy gaming. Finally, I have a Familect story from Bill.
Hi, Mignon. This is Bill from Mississippi. I have a Familect. My son, who was about 4 years old at the time, my boys are both grown now, but my son had a unique word he used when we were leaving a building. And one day I noticed he said, outrance. Well, in his logical mind, if we had an entrance, there must be an outrance. So from then on, we started calling every exit an outrance. And it's just one of those funny little things that happens. Enjoy your show. Thank you.
Thank you, Bill. I laughed the minute you said outrance. That's so cute. And it would make so much sense for it to be called an outrance. And it also reminded me of my favorite kind of joke, which is what I call the implies the existence of joke. As in, the existence of Chicago-style pizza implies the existence of AP-style pizza. Well, the existence of an entrance implies the existence of an outrance. Thanks again for the call. And that reminds me that my advanced AP-style webinar with Reagan.com is now available on demand, so you can watch it anytime. If you have training money you have to spend before the end of the year, this could be the ticket. I talked about hyphens and dashes, pronouns, and a whole bunch of recent additions and changes to the AP style book. I'll put a link in the show description, which you should be able to see on any podcast player. If you want to share the story of your Familect, a family dialect or word your family and only your family uses, call the voicemail line at 83-321-4GIRL, and I might play it on the show. Grammar Girl is a quick and dirty tips podcast. Thanks to my audio engineer, Nathan Sims, and my editor, Adam Cecil, who collects cancellation ink stamps in a national parks passport. That sounds like so much fun. Our ad operations specialist is Morgan Christensen. Our marketing and publicity assistant is Davina Tomlin. Our digital operations specialist is Holly Hutchings. And our intern is Cameron Lacey. And I'm Mignon Fogarty, better known as Grammar Girl. That's all. Thanks for listening.
Spring Black Friday savings are happening now at the Home Depot and also at your front door. Get spring savings delivered to you with free delivery on over 2 million items. Everything you need for spring cleaning, patio decorating, and front yard gardening sent right to you. And if you need it fast, get same day delivery on thousands of products like fertilizer and seeds to keep your yard looking beautiful. Spring your way with Spring Black Friday savings only at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. Order select in stock items by 4 p.m. subject to availability.
Sometimes it takes a different approach to help you unlock your true potential. With Capella University's game-changing FlexPath learning format, you gain relevant skills you can apply to your career right away. Earn your degree from an accredited university and be confident in the quality of your education. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu. Capella University is accredited by the Higher Learning Commission. Learn more at capella.edu/accreditation.